Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, May 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, City of Champagne, the Madigan. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to this episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into intriguing topics that touch on technology, ethics, and societal changes. Today, we are unfolding the layers of a significant legal decision, City of Champaign v. Madigan, a case revolving around the Freedom of Information Act and its implications on public access to government communications, especially through modern channels like text messaging. In 2011, the City of Champaign faced a challenging scenario when a local journalist, Daniel Bechtel from the News Gazette, requested copies of electronic communications, including text messages and emails exchanged between city council members during public meetings under the Illinois Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. The crux of the matter? Determining if these texts and emails exchanged on personal devices during council meetings were part of public record and therefore should be disclosed under FOIA. The Illinois Attorney General's Office, led by Lisa Madigan at the time, initially decided against the City of Champaign, stating that these communications did qualify as public records if they pertained to city business, challenging the previous norms of what constituted a record under the FOIA. The city, disagreeing with this interpretation, pushed back by filing a complaint for administrative review, propelling the matter into the legal arena. The case escalated to the 4th District Appellate Court of Illinois, which rendered a decision in November 2013. The court concluded that messages sent or received by a city council member during meetings were public records only if they were sent or received on devices owned or controlled by the city or related to city business. This decision was pivotal. It clarified that not all communications made by public officials, even during official meetings, are subject to public scrutiny under the FOIA, a nuanced stand that underscores the complexity of governance in the digital age. Let's pause for a moment to consider the ramifications. Imagine you are a public official. Every word you type, every message you send, could it be scrutinized? Where do we draw the line between private and public in the digital threads that weave through our professional lives? This case also brings to light another pressing issue: the blend of personal devices and public service. Increasingly, officials use personal smartphones or laptops for convenience and efficiency. But this practice muddles the waters when distinguishing between personal privacy and the public's right to know. Think about it. How often do you use your personal phone for work matters? Now magnify that by the responsibilities and scrutiny faced by public officials. The decision in City of Champaign v. Madigan serves as a precedent, shining a spotlight on the pressing need for clearer policies and perhaps, more importantly, better technological solutions that segregate professional and personal data. And what about the role of technology here? Today, tech solutions exist that can help differentiate and manage different types of communications, making it simpler to adhere to regulations like FOIA while preserving personal privacy. Governments and organizations could invest in technologies that aid in transparency and accountability without infringing on individual privacy rights. Here's where the ethical dimensions come into play. How do we balance these often competing interests of privacy and transparency, especially in an age where technology blurs these boundaries? And beyond the legal and technical fixes, there's a cultural aspect to consider. It's about fostering a culture of transparency and responsibility among public officials while respecting their personal spaces. Can our current and future technological innovations support this delicate balance? Now, as you ponder these questions, remember, the decisions we endorse and the technologies we adopt can redefine these boundaries, shaping the society we live in. Cases like City of Champaign v. Madigan aren't just about legal arguments and verdicts. They're landmarks that guide us through the evolving societal norms shaped by technology. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to think about how information flows in your environment, the tools you use, and how they might impact your privacy and the transparency expected of you in your role. whatever that might be. How do we design our technological and legal frameworks so they uphold the public's right to know while protecting individual privacy? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Dive into this topic, reflect on your stance, and perhaps discuss these issues in your circle. How we handle these complex questions today will pave the way for the policies of tomorrow. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, City of Champaign v. Madigan. Thanks for listening. See you next time.